At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff. Grown Up
Stuff. As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
The Volume.
We back! Yeah, we back on the Bubba Dub Show. Today, Tuesday. I know y'all watched last night's game. Which one? Both of the game were good. And you right. Let's get these views up. Y'all tripping. I know my shoes tied, but y'all tripping. Come on now. Y'all can do better than that now. I'm giving y'all nothing but heat. Y'all bullshit. Run these numbers up like y'all running everybody else's up. Run my numbers up. Now, let's talk about last night's game. The Minnesota Timberwolves knocked the coolest light out the Denver Nuggets last night. Do you hear me? Jokic! Last night, Jokic was trash. I seen Jokic sweating like a pilgrim fried chicken on his way to the poetry last night. That's what I saw. Hang a mirror. Where you at? 8 points. Now, y'all come on here. Y'all get in the comments. Y'all on the internet each and every day last week talking about how LeBron James was complaining. All I seen was Mary complaining all damn last night. Throwing his towel on the floor. Why he ain't getting no tech? Let's talk about it. All the Denver Nuggets fans that were talking shit about the Los Angeles Lakers, come in. Damn it, come in. Bring your ass off the mountains. Y'all ain't been trying to ski, but you're going soon. Your ass going skiing soon. Now, let's talk about last night's game, 106-80, a straight blowout. Denver Nuggets, y'all supposed to be the champions. You ain't playing like it. All I'm seeing is a bunch of damn complaining. Jokic had a good game. By y'all standards, 16-16, that's good. No, it ain't. Jokic crying every damn 5 seconds. Where's that fire? Shut your big ass up and play. Shut it up. Now, let me address the elephant in the room. Mike Malone, the head coach, came all the way on the floor cussing the refs out and didn't get a damn tech. Well, they do that at NBA. When y'all stop giving out texts when the coaches come onto the court? Right is right, wrong is wrong. His ass should have been tossed out the game. Come on, dude. They don't want to do that. They need their coach. Minnesota coach hurt. Minnesota coach hurt. Y'all forgot he got ran over? Jamal Murray, like I said, made every big shot that was to make that first series. Now he playing against the youngsters. He can't do a damn thing but cry. Mary played 36 minutes last night, 8 points. That ain't gonna get it, fam. Now you're going to Minnesota, where her heart cold is Minnesota. Shout out the money bag, yo. KCP, where you at? Your ass moving around like you got on a diaper. Come here. Michael Porter, come here. Nash Reed, balling. Alexander Walker, balling. My twin, balling. They didn't even have Rudy Gobert last night. They didn't even have Rudy. Rudy missed the game due to the birth of his child. They say what? Stay home, fam. We got this. Cole Anthony Town, 32 helpers. Come here. Come here. Now, I need all y'all get in the comment section right now and let me know what's going on with the Denver Chicken Nuggets. I want to hear all the damn excuses right now. I'm waiting. I got number time today. I ain't going nowhere. Come here. Come on. Come on. Let's talk about it. What's going on? See, when I tried to tell y'all last week, when it was reported that Jamal Murray had calf issue, I said, why y'all didn't press? Well, it seemed like the Minnesota Timberwolves took notice, huh? They pressing Murray. Soon as he get the ball, they pressured him up and down the court. He ain't got time to do a me-me-ta-ta. Now you can't get into your offense. Lakers were just letting them run whatever. Not this Minnesota Timberwolves team. They picking your ass up. Soon as you cross half court, come in. Yeah, like McDonald's just make you want to smile. Yeah, this is a great ball game right here. Even though it was a blowout, it still was a great game to watch how this young, poised Minnesota Timberwolves team is playing. Now let's get the Ant-Man. 27-point last night. Young man is unbelievable. They can't stop him. They putting diaper-wearing ass KCP on him. Too small. Too small. Then they put Mary on him. Too small. Now you got to double him. Now he kicking it out to his wing, man. Hit number threes. Minnesota hit 14 threes last night, ladies and gentlemen. 14 threes. Now you got to pick your poison. Now it seems like to me, Denver Nuggets is panicking. They scrambling. Like the ball is just moving fluidly with Minnesota. Just moving fluidly. It's a beautiful thing, man. Y'all tell me who y'all got. Who y'all got right now? Series 2-0. Timberwolves, come here. Huh? Kevin Garnett rolling over in his bedroom right now. Numb, feeling good this morning. Knowing his team up 2-0. I guess the defending champ, Denver Nuggets. Y'all can say what y'all want to say, but y'all did not see this shit coming. Y'all thought it was going to be 1-1. Be honest. Be honest. Y'all thought it was going to be 1-1. I know I did. I ain't no lie. I thought Denver was going to win last night, but I lied. I lied. I thought I had something coming over to the house last night, too. I lied. Had me getting all ready, taking 100 pack. All of a sudden, an hour later, I ain't got no babysitter. Woo! I'm getting sick of that. If I would have had any gas money, I would have rolled over myself. I called my homeboy to cash out me $11, but he didn't want to do it. But that's okay. His day coming. So right now, in these first two games between the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, what has stood out the most to y'all in this game? What has stood out the most to y'all? For me, I would say the Minnesota Timberwolves defense is not only is it aggressive, but it's in your face. They contested every shot. They're not giving Denver no easy looks. Every time Jokic catches the ball in the paint, he's got a body in front of him. Jokic throwing elbows now. Not saying he wasn't throwing them in the first series, refs, but he's throwing elbows now. He's frustrated. And it's the first time I've seen Jokic ever frustrated in a series like this. Matter of fact, a game. He's frustrated right now, y'all. Let me just go out on the limb and say this right now. If Minnesota win game three, it's a sweep. It's a sweep. And I thought I'd never say that. But it's a sweep. If the Minnesota Timberwolves win game three, Rudy's going to be back next game. And don't forget, the Denver Nuggets, I rebounded the Timberwolves in this game. I think they had 50 rebounds. I think Timberwolves might have had like 32, 38. It was a big difference in rebounding. Went to Denver. And keep in mind, they didn't have Rudy Goldberg as well. So that's going to change when they go back home, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to change, ladies and gentlemen. And I made a comment yesterday, and I wasn't saying, I know I said Ant-Man is prime. Ant-Man is not in his prime yet. I'm just stating right now in their careers, at their age, is what I meant to say. Who was better, what I was trying to say. No, Ant-Man is not in his prime yet. He got years and years and years and years before he be in his prime. I say by 27, 28, y'all think, when he'll probably be in his prime. What y'all think? Y'all let me know what y'all think on that. Before it's the game, man, Mike Malone should have been tossed. I don't give a damn what y'all say. He should have been tossed out that game. He should have been watching the game from the locker room. Ain't no way he should have been on that bench. Ain't no way a coach could come out with that kind of heat and animosity and talking nothing but dog shit to that ref. And the ref deserved it. But he should have been tossed out the game, and he wasn't. I ain't never seen nothing like that in all my years of watching it or covering the NBA or even watching it. What y'all think? Have y'all ever seen something like that to that magnitude? Don't give me, it's the playoff, dude. Nah, don't give me that shit. Don't sit up here. Give me that political bullshit. I don't want to hear it today. I just don't. Now, I want you Denver Nuggets fans to bring y'all hot asses him. Where you at this morning, work? On your way to Starbucks? Where you at? Because y'all had a lot to say when y'all were beating the Lakers. Now y'all quiet. Oh, man, we hurt. Don't start that shit. Matter of fact, I expected some shit like that. Rudy Goldberg didn't play last night, remember? I don't want to hear nothing about no damn injuries. I want to know what the defending champ said. Poor. Tell your brother get off that goddamn FanDuel out and get on Prize Picks. That's how he got caught. On FanDuel. When they got caught on Prize Picks. Come here. Murray, where you at? All I seen last night, all I seen was you in the ref face each and all the time I look around, you're crying. If you cry, Mary, what the kids gonna do? Huh? If you cry, what the kids gonna do? I come to slay. I ain't playing with y'all. Y'all better get these views and numbers up. When I come on, damn it, you watch. If you can't watch me, listen to me. I'm on Apple. I'm on Apple Podcast. I'm on Spotify. 5 days a week, I'm in your face. I'm in your face like a mirror. Come here. Stop playing with me, y'all. Now, last night was a great game. Great game. Yes, it was a blowout. But to just sit back and watch this young Timberwolves team doing what they do, way the ball move, way they communicating on the court. They communicating. They talking. I got him. You got him. That's what it takes to win. Communication. Which my baby mama can understand that. Communication. Yes, you got the kids every day. I'm going to get them on the weekend every now and then when I ain't got nothing to do. Now, when I'm coming home off the road, I'm chilling. I ain't trying to be bothered with no kids. I got something fluffy over here. Let me be. Y'all say y'all want me to be happy? Let daddy be happy. I get to the kids later. I got them. Take them down to Walmart. Buy them all they want. Come here. If you loving today's show, I'm just not getting started. Y'all, I told you, I'm just not getting started. I'm not playing. I'm not playing with y'all on this podcast thing. I'm not playing. Mo, NBA playoff talk on the way. Let's go. We back. Had to pay a few bills. Look, hey, before I even get into the next game, Pacers, Knicks, before I even get to that, somebody please explain to me when these loan people start coming to your house. Them loan, I done got about 9 loans. Them people gonna come to my house looking for that lawnmower. Ain't no lawnmower here. But what a PS5? What PS5? I been done took that to the pawn shop. They gave me $350. Come here. Ain't nobody tell y'all to let me borrow no damn money. Ain't nobody, I admit, I lied. I told y'all I was going to pay y'all each and every month. I lied. I ain't got it like that. Showing up to my house, threatening me, talking about taking my lawnmower. I ain't never had one. For us, the PS5, y'all going to have to take me to jail for you get my PS5. That's the only thing I got in my name. No, sir. Time my girl put me out, I don't even grab clothes, y'all. I'm grabbing the PS5. Come here. So wherever I go, I can play the game and relax. I might be broke, but I can play Madden. I tell you that. I ain't got no money, but my PS5 worked wonderfully. Well, I'm cold and mad, and I told you, I'm unemployed. I ain't got no job. You can't beat me in Madden. I know all the tricks and tips, all the blessings. Holler at your boy. Now, let me get into this game. Knicks and the Pacers. 121-117, New York, Red Knicks, balling. Bronson, 4-3. 4 straight game, over 40 points. Ain't been done since the Black Mamba. Come here. Y'all know that Black Mamba poison? Come here. And I ain't talking about the one in Africa either. I'm talking about the one resting in peace. R.I.P. to Kobe Bean Bryant. We miss you, Kobe. We love you. We miss everybody that was on that helicopter crash, man. Not just Gigi and Kobe. We miss all of y'all, man. Pray y'all still praying for the families that went through that tragic loss. But that damn Jalen Bronson is special. I'm talking about something special like my baby mama. Because she went to them special classes. That's all I got to say. 43 points from Bronson last night. Josh Hart, 13. Big rebound. The hustle. The grit. Playing all the second half. Ain't coming out. Ain't taking no break. I don't know what kind of Gatorade that boy on, but he on it. Man, if y'all got to be enjoying the NBA playoffs right now, before I even talk about the Pacers, and because they played good too, but they just couldn't pull it out. Let me just talk about the celebration the Knicks had last night. After the game, it was a big Dodge game, big Fendi, Fabulous, Ja Rule, Fat Joe, and Master Splinter. Well, you know them rats were rejoicing in New York last night. They said it was piece of cheese crust everywhere. Do you hear me? Rats got their hair done before the game, French braids, had their Cuban links on. They were jamming French Montana. The rats is having a ball in New York right now, and they're supposed to. Madison Square Garden was so loud last night. It was full of energy. Everybody in the city was there. Woo, Queen Latifah. LL Cool J. It was number unity. It was a knockout last night with the way Jalen Brunson played, y'all. Y'all got to put some respect on the New York Knicks name right now, man. Woo, it's a beautiful feeling going on in New York right now, and they deserve it, man. Tom Thibodeau got that team playing unbelievable ball last night to the defeat. Like I told y'all, the Pacers score points. You see they put up 117, and the Knicks put up 121. So you got to score points to beat a young team like the Pacers. And the way Brunson is in the zone. I'm talking about the guy in them zones, like what I used to flip back in the day, he in the zone. Got to enjoy this right now, man. New York Knicks up 1-0 right now. Let me slide over to the Pacers right now. Haliburton was okay last night. I thought Miles Turner was playing exceptionally well last night for the time being. Sikum played okay. Got to play better. Y'all got to cut the turnovers down, fam. I think y'all kind of got overwhelmed by the Madison Square Garden, the crowd. the energy. I think y'all kind of got overwhelmed last night, Indiana. I look for y'all to bounce back game two, because y'all really should have won game one, but I'm looking for y'all to bounce back game two. You don't want to go down 2-0 to the Knickerbockers. You just don't want to go down 0-2 to the Knickerbockers right now. It's a strange thing going on in 24 in the world. Trump might be president again. I ain't mad at that. I'm trying to get some more of them PPP loan, if you ask me. Yeah, we're going to get the pins wearing Biden about it, but both of them crooked. Both of them crooked like my baby mama, though, so it's not a win-win with either one of them. But back to the game. Pacers, what y'all going to do, man? I know y'all going to make adjustments. Y'all going to have to do something with Jalen Brunson. Y'all just can't be letting that man put a 40 on y'all like that. He's getting comfortable. He's getting to the line. I thought maybe y'all were putting a bigger body on him, length. Maybe that was going to stop it. It's not doing it. Y'all going to have to find a different tactic to do. Maybe one of you Pacers going to have to get in the zone, get mad. Maybe one of y'all going to have to take y'all frustration out on one of the Knicks or Spike Lee, kind of like Reggie Miller did back in the day. Psychological, play mind game with the Knicks. Like, get into it with Spike Lee. Call them trash. Whatever you got to do, talk noise, man. Y'all supposed to win that game last night. The Pacers do got a good head coach in Rick Carlisle. He won a ring with the Dallas Mavericks when they beat LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh with the Heat. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I do. It was the meltdown from LeBron that y'all won't seem to let go away, that y'all keep saying why he could never be the GOAT because Jordan never performed like that. I get it. But Rick Carlisle is a great coach. But nevertheless, the job Tim Thibodeau has been able to do with the Knicks, they only had their best player. Well, I say second best player, Julius Randle, a.k.a. Funny Marco, my homeboy. But they don't have him right now. And what they have been able to do thus far in these playoffs, you know, they just beat the 76ers. And they had Embiid, one of the best big mans in the league, to my Tyrese Maxey, the most improved player in the NBA this year. So Pacers got their hands full with this New York Knicks team. What y'all think, man? Get in the comment section. Let me know what y'all think. Is it going to go 6? Is it going to go 7? How y'all see game 2 going? Let me know, man. I'm anxious. I always value y'all feedback. I heard earlier someone tell me that, Bubba, you should put out there that the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to sweep the Nuggets. I don't want to go that far yet because I don't want to disrespect the Denver Nuggets like that because they are the champions. But that's not a far-fetched thought, but I just don't think they're going to get swept. Now, in this series, I don't really see nobody getting swept. I really honestly think this series is going to go 7. I think it's going to go back and forth. Like I say, I picked the Pacers in 7. I'm not going to change that. I'm not coming off what I said. I believe in what I believe in. And I basically want to hear what y'all got to say about this series. Honestly, because this was the first game played last night. A damn good game. A exciting game. Got a lot of calls and texts about this game. And, you know, wanting me to cover this game, which y'all knew I was going to cover this game anyway. I got to. It's my job. I'm covering every NBA game that's being played. No, I forgot about the Cavaliers beating the Orlando Magic yesterday. But congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I want to give my shout out to Donovan Mitchell, what you was able to pull off against the Magic. But that's what you're supposed to do, fam. You're an all-star. That's what you're supposed to do is beat a young team like Orlando. Now you're moving on to the next round. Okay, now you playing the Boston Celtics. It's over. 4-2. We know Boston going 4-2. Going to end the 6. Maybe 5. Take them not finna play with Cleveland. They not finna play. We'll get in there in a little bit. But get in the comment section right now. Let me know how y'all see this series playing out between the Knicks and the Pacers. Y'all got it going 5. Y'all got it going 6. Y'all got it going 7. How do y'all feel about Jalen Brunson right now? The things he been able to do. Is he one of the faces of the NBA right now? I know y'all still want to give it to Ant-Man, rightfully so, or the trigger finger on Ja Morant, you know, or Jalen Brunson right now. Let's get into it. Let's really get into this right now. We have to put Jalen Brunson up there. We got to. 4 straight 40-point game. What he been able to do with them Knicks? We got to put him up there. Jump in the comment section. Let's make this show number one, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm putting my all into this show. I really need y'all, man. Let's make this show number one. More NBA playoff talk coming up next. Still got trash of the day. We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about today, man. You know, I'm just going to talk and talk and talk. Y'all want this show to be longer? Then I'm going to give it to you. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Here's a clip from an upcoming episode featuring the weekly home checks, Keyshawn Lane, that you won't want to miss.
A common mistake that a lot of people do, they use fabric softener when it's not so great for your clothes.
Should we never be using fabric softener?
No, you should not ever be using fabric softener.
Wow.
It leaves a deposit on our clothes, which is also left in the machine. And it also makes the clothes highly flammable.
Wait, what?
Yes. What you want to do instead is just use a quarter cup of vinegar.
And that'll make them softer?
That'll make them softer. And if you wanted some kind of scent, you can use essential oils.
Wow, wow, wow. Catch new episodes of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult every other Tuesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Grown Up
Stuff. Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
We back. More NBA playoff talk tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Boston Celtics. Like I told y'all, Boston Celtics going to win this series in six, maybe five. I could see Cleveland Cavaliers winning one. I'm just being honest, y'all. I'm telling y'all from my heart what I see. Now, do Boston have a tendency of just playing down the competition? Yes, they do. And damn it, I don't like it. But if you Boston and you playing a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers, you're licking your chops right now. Come here. Soon as Cleveland come in tonight, first quarter, y'all ought to be up by 15 on that scrap. That's all I'm saying. Jason Tatum, face of the league, supposed to be your league now. You mirrored your game after Kobe. Damn it, play like Kobe again. Yeah, y'all always want to compare yourself to the Kobe's and the LeBron James. Damn it, play like them. Because them boys put it on the line each and every night. If I'm Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, my counterpart, and he over there. And he ain't playing high like, give me that damn ball. Give it him. Offense go through me. I ain't got time to bullshit with y'all. He chasing your first ring, fam. Go and get it while you can. Your team is healthy. Your team is healthy, Jason Tatum. Take advantage, fam. Because you might not never get back here. It's very important you take care of business while you can. This is Boston. This is y'all chance to not only make it to the finals, but win it all. But to win it all, and I know y'all know how serious this is right now. Y'all a serious group. Y'all got some veterans on that team, and Al Horford, who ain't never won. Done been there. Al Horford done been in more wars than Joe Biden. But he know this the time to do it. This the time to do it. Cleveland, I know y'all happy just to be here in the second round. Y'all ain't been here since LeBron left. I get it. Congratulations. Congratulations. Y'all deserve that. But this is where it stops. Now, I'm not saying give up and this and that. I'm not saying you can't win one or two games. But I'm saying you're going up against a juggernaut right now. Don't bullshit with Boston. Go on now. Give it all you got. Your role player needs you to box out. Needs you to rebound. We're going to need you to hustle. We're going to need you to give Donovan Mitchell every damn opportunity, every chance y'all can give his ass. Give it to him. Because anything can happen. Injuries. People filing out. Anything can happen in a series, y'all. Don't take it for granted. Fans, don't take the NBA playoff for granted. These young men going out here balling, putting it on the line. Donovan Mitchell out here talking about ain't no friends in the playoff. Damn it, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like. Ain't no damn friends right now. I don't like you, fam. We can be cool in the offseason. We can go jet skiing. We can go skiing. like the Denver Nuggets finna do in about another week. We can do all that in the offseason. But right now, while we playing, I don't like you. I'm not picking your ass up when you hit the ground. Never. I'm putting elbows on your neck. Yes, sir. And I'm in your face. I'm in your face like makeup. Easy breezy cover girl. Come here. Riri Cosmetic. Come here. We ain't rocking college, yeah? Never. We don't re-read. What y'all think, man? How y'all got this series going with Boston right now, man? No, Paul Pierce gonna pull up. KG gonna pull up. Larry Bird, he over there with Indiana right now. You know what I'm saying? He's sweating bullets right now. Knicks got Larry Bird. See? What y'all think, man? How y'all got this series going right now? Boston and Cleveland. Or do y'all got it a complete sweep? I don't. I think Cleveland gonna probably win one or two. I know Allen still hurt. I don't know if he's coming back or not. But like I always say, man, I'm just enjoying these playoffs. I'm enjoying covering these playoffs, man. This is what I do. This is what I love. This is my passion. I know y'all tuning in, man. Y'all be in the comment section, man. Y'all be talking, man. Dub, man, I love this show, man. I love y'all, man. Without y'all, I would be here. Real talk. But get in the comment section right now, man. Say, Dub, man, I got Boston sweeper. Or I got Boston going all the way to the final. Or I got Boston winning. Or I got Cleveland winning one, maybe two. Some of y'all might got Cleveland winning. I mean, who knows? Cleveland might be one of y'all team. Let me know. So I can get the feedback on this stuff, man. And we can talk about these things, man. But me personally, like I say, I got Boston ending this in six. I just don't think Cleveland got enough firepower right now. They ain't got enough firepower right now. Garland, where you at, fam? You didn't really do nothing. The last game against Orlando, you went missing. You went missing. And see, can you find yourself this series? See, can you make a name for yourself? Who going to step up besides Donovan Mitchell over there in Cleveland? That's what I want. Who else going to step up and make a name for themselves? Because this is where you do it, eh? This is where you get them big contracts when you come out of nowhere, like my father tried to. When I started getting this money, all of a sudden he want to come out and claim me. Never. You get your head back in that hole you been hiding in, Pops. You just my daddy. You ain't my father. Who's your father, Doug? God up there in heaven. That's my father. My redeemer. My motivator. My protector. When I'm scared of these Negroes out here calling me out, I be running. Running to the police and running to God. You can't defeat me. And my sister boyfriend who knocked the chili dogs out of me. Don't you come back. I won't. I ain't coming back by myself. Came back with the police. I was in the front seat. There you go. Told my niece and nephew, get in the bed. Your daddy going to jail. I love my daddy. I don't. Get in now. Not tonight. The Dallas. Shag. Tom Tom. Southside the realest. That's on me, baby. The Row Mavericks. Playing the Oklahoma City Tornado Thunder. Who you got? Mr. Hard one, y'all. This is a hard one to choose, y'all. Honestly. But I gotta roll with the Mavs. I told y'all, Roman Noodle Eating Kyrie Irving is playing out of this world right now. This man is on a path. And I ain't gonna just say that the Dallas Mavericks gonna win this series. What I'm saying here today, and I might be wrong, and I'm usually am. What I'm saying is, I think the Dallas Mavericks have a chance to win it all. I honestly, in my heart, feel like the Dallas Mavericks has what it takes to win the NBA Finals this year. That's just the way I feel, man. They clicking on all cylinders the way I wish my car would. It gonna want to crank some mornings, but we'll talk about that another day. Car gonna want to crank, baby mama calling. I can't come get them kids. Why not? My car won't start. Well, call Uber. I ain't got no damn money. I'm stretched out, y'all. Car won't start. Broke, can't get a job. Only thing working for me right now is 100 packs. Back to the game, man. How y'all see this series playing out, man? I got the Mavs in seven. A hard-fought seven-game series. I got the Mavs. Luka unbelievable, y'all. I know he cry, pout. Luka unbelievable, man. What he's been able to do these couple of years in the league. You know he gonna sign that endorsement deal with Jordan. He playing like it, too. He ain't as fast as... It's MJ, but that jump shot, woo, money, man. 6'7" point guard, whatever y'all want to call him, 6'8", backing them down. When they go and double him, he can make the right pass. And when he do make the right pass, the Dallas Mavericks is making the other teams pay. Will they make this young Oklahoma City team pay? I don't know. Because them young boys is long. You know, you got Shy, you got Sit, you got Williams over there, man. The young man is able to go on 10 to 15 old runs if you're not careful with them. Can't nobody hold shit. Let me just be honest with that right now. Can't nobody hold shit if he don't want to be whole. I don't think he coming to his own quite yet, though. I don't think Shit really know how good he is yet. But Shy do. Shy Alexander, I call him Shy Alexander the Great. Young man know how great he is. He's still young. He's poised. Can get anywhere on the court when he want to and how he want to. It's basically just going to come down to the star players, which is going to come down to Shit and Shy and Luka and Kyrie. And I think Luka and Kyrie just going to be just a little bit too much for these guys. But I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma won the first game tonight. It just wouldn't surprise me. But to benefit them, they better not let the Mavs go in there and win game one. You don't want Dallas going there and win game one. I'm letting you know that right now. Dallas ain't bullshitting. Told y'all I bragged on Kyrie the other day, man. I just love the way Kyrie playing right now, man. He's in a zone. He's focused. You know, when he was younger, he was a whole lot immature. He even spoke about that. But now he's more mature. He's letting the game come to him. And he just taking advantage of whatever the defense giving him. He's just taking it. And really ain't nothing you can do about it. You had Kyrie mercy when Kyrie is focused and dialed in, locked in. Yeah, you had his mercy because got the greatest handles ever in the NBA. I know some of y'all want to say Jamal Crawford. I ain't going to argue with that. But Kyrie can get to any spot on the floor when he want to get there. Ain't nothing you can do about it. If you want to send a double team, you in trouble. You ain't in trouble sending that double team with Luka and them out there and the way they shooting the ball and the way they passing the ball, the way they been able to get rebounds and keep stay on the offensive end a certain amount of times. What y'all think? How y'all got this series going right now? I got it going 7. I heard some of y'all say Thunder in 5, Thunder in 6. Well, damn it, we going to see. I might have to kiss one of them games, man. Don't be surprised y'all kiss me in one of them Thunder and Mav games coming up. I think I need to pull up to one of them games. The big question is, Luka, can you play like your idol? Can you play like your idol, Dirk? Because we already know how Dirk performed in the playoff. Dirk was a monster. That big 7-foot German had something. And I ain't talking about the German sausage y'all be eating at them restaurants either. I'm talking about the big German up there in Dallas. They got a street name out there, Whiskey. Ain't got a head game good like motherfucker Whiskey. Come here. Bill Clinton. Come here. Come here. Who y'all got? How y'all got this playing out? Like I said, I got Mavs in 7. But if the Thunder win in 7, what can you be mad about? That a young team like this, playing the way they playing, getting on the roll, Shy Shit, winning. It's a toss-up. But I just got the Dallas Mavs going, winning in 7. You know, Mark Cuban sold the team, too. It's not a Mark Cuban team no more, but it's a Mark Cuban team that he put together. They get signed drunk-ass Jason Kidd to extension. It's great. Think Jason Kidd a great, great coach, man. I really do. The things he's been able to do, the things he's been able to get out of Kyrie at this stage of in his career. You know, some players at this time in their career, they, you know, ain't nothing you can really teach them or talk to them about. But Kyrie has been nothing but a great teammate from what I'm hearing. He's down to earth. Y'all ain't never met Kyrie. He's down to earth. Me and him probably playing one-on-one this year, this summer, for $100,000. Yeah, you know I'm going to win. Yeah, you know I'm going to beat Kyrie, man. I ain't playing no game, man. You know you can't beat Kyrie. Stop it. Soon as I make the first shot, the game over. My court, my rules. Hell, y'all talking about. I need that $100,000. I'm behind on child support. Come here. Come here. We talking about anything over here. We're going to be talking about them Cowboys again real soon. Real soon, we're going to be talking about the Cowboys, talking about the Texans, talking about the 49ers, talking about the Raiders. Who your football team, matter of fact? We ain't just going to talk NBA. Who your football team? Get in the comment section right now. Let's talk about it, man. We're going to talk about everything on this show. We it just ain't no basketball show. It's every sports show over here. Soccer. Get in the comments. Let me know what y'all going to talk about. Who y'all got tonight, though? Game one. Mavs, Thunder. Who you got? Get in the comment section. Let me know. Don't forget. I'm going to be calling or texting some of y'all to get on this show and chop it up with your boy. Yeah. What? For real? Yeah, I'm doing that. That number I sent out, y'all hit that number, man. If I call you, you don't answer, you're getting blocked. Man, you know right now you're getting blocked. I ain't got time calling y'all all day trying to get y'all to get on here. No, I'm not going to do that. Stay tuned. More NBA playoff talk on the way. Trash of the day coming up. K-Doc still ain't responded back to Drake yet. Where you at? Get your ass in that booth, K-Doc. Let's go. I don't know if y'all heard this or not, but I caught it. The game been calling out Rick Ross. Rick Ross, I don't know if that jet engine lied or not, but the game calling your ass out. He say he's sick of y'all refrigerator-built ass Negroes with small legs like myself talking. Where you at? You had plenty to say about BBL Drizzy. Where you at? I want you to get in the booth and rap. I don't want this to turn into no real actual beef, because beef ain't shit to a barbecue pit. Cause we'll smoke some. Now, game, J.C. Young Taylor is what they call him, said Wingstop wasn't open yesterday. Damn, Rose. You gonna let the game talk like that? I know you ain't gonna do that. I know the car show coming. Where your car at, nigga? Yeah, that's what you been saying. Where your music at, Negro? I'm getting out of the end where y'all see I'm growing. When you're getting money, you start to grow. Where your rap game at, Negro? Where you at? Let's go. K-Doc and Drake going at it. I want the game and the Rick Ross to go at it too. I want to hear bar for bar. And I ain't went to law school either. Come here. K-Doc, where you at? Drake done hit you with the six heart. Where you at? I know you in the booth somewhere writing, thinking, coming up with your metaphors. I know. Man, this is number competition, y'all. Y'all got to love these rappers going there. Like I say, we ain't heard from Kendrick Lamar in 7 years. All of a sudden now, man, we done got about 10 songs. I fam. I'm loving it. Drake ain't used to battling somebody like this. We just ain't. Drake used to doing yoga on private nude beaches. That's what Drake normally be doing, man. But right now, though, Drake, you on the defense. You on the defense right now, Drake. You defending yourself against these pedophile accusations. Listen here, fam. If you know you ain't a pedophile, fam, you ain't got to keep talking about it, fam. Honestly, though, you ain't got to keep dressing that. And you ain't got to keep telling us Kendrick Lamar beat up his wife. We don't want to hear that shit. If she ain't went down and press charges or filed a complaint, damn it, I don't want to hear about it. Obviously, she like it. Even though we gonna condone domestic violence, we never do. But if she ain't out here advocating and doing all this and that, y'all stop talking about that shit, man. Matter of fact, y'all need to make an album together if you ask me. Drake and K-Gop, 25 songs. I know that hoe gonna be jamming. I want Dr. Dre producing. 40, Swiss beat, drum making that Metro booming, and I want Future on the hook. Come here. Y'all know that album will be fire. And y'all got to get a Future from Lil Baby, Da Baby, throw my boy Lil Kiki in there, and Zero, get some A, and Sauce Walker, throw them in there too, and Gunna. Gunna, you damn right. Gunna had one of the best albums come out last year. I don't want to hear that snitching shit no more. Your mama snitching? When the police were looking for you and they were talking about kicking your mama door down, she told them you was over your baby mama. Hey, I don't see y'all talking shit about y'all mamas. Your daddy was a snitch too. Been out of jail in his whole life. Daddy got 9 felonies. Go to jail for 3 years. Make it make sense. Daddy lying, telling everybody he got COVID. The reason why he got released early. No, he didn't. Pops ran his mouth. Now he want to run the church and all of a sudden be a preacher. Negro, stop it. You the devil. So am I. My mama calling me. See, my mama never don't understand why I keep running behind my son, mama. They don't understand. But I love her. My mama gonna tell me, my son, mama, ain't nothing but a hoe. I need to start going to church and this and that. Well, listen here, mama. You've been going to church faithfully for 20 years and your ass still single. I'm filing Satan this damn time. That's all I'm saying. I love God. I always will. But judging by what I'm saying about my mama, I'm not going to church look for no woman. I'm going to Magic City. Hell, I like my chances in Magic City rather than church to get a girl. I'm just saying. I put money in the collection plate. The preacher go buy a new car. I put money in that stripper hands in Atlanta. She come see me later. Make it make sense. That's all I'm saying. Stay tuned. Trash of the day coming up next. I'm on fire. NBA Jam. He's on fire. I don't know if y'all seen the Godfather Pat Riley, what he said to Jimmy Butler. What he said is what I love and what everybody should always say. If your ass ain't playing, shut your ass up. Talking about what you would have done if you would have been there. Damn it, you wasn't there. Like my father. Always talking about what I need to be doing. Negro, you ain't raised me. Mama and Big Mama raised me. You can't tell me shit, Daddy. I'm a grown man. You come in here trying to tell me what to do. You better get your ass out of my face before I catch a case. With this mace. Come here. Like what Pat Riley said. Shut up. You ain't the one playing. You hurt. You need some Benadryl. Contract extension coming up with Butler. Will he stay or will he go? I don't know. He's a hell of a player. I just don't see. If he do leave, I don't see Pat Riley just letting him go. He going to get some pieces for him. He definitely going to get some pieces for Butler. But I love what I heard from Pat Riley. Damn if you ain't on the court, shut your damn mouth. Your teammates out there, man. Putting all that pressure on your teammates like that. Shut up, Jamisha Butler. Shut your damn mouth. I like you, though. But shut your damn mouth, fam. You what now? God forbid you got hurt. Yes, you could have made it harder on the Boston Celtics, but y'all wasn't going to win that series, though. Let's be real, fam. This ain't the same Miami Heat that made it to the bubble final against the Lakers. Stop it. It's just not. Trash of the day up next, man. Matter of fact, before I even get to that, I heard it was a damn shooting. I said, Drake, how about it going? What's going on, Drake? Why you need guns? Michael Jackson never had guns. He was the king. All he had was monkeys. The monkeys. Let him know when danger will come. Why you need guns, Drake? Ain't nobody gonna harm you, fam. Ain't nobody gonna harm nobody to eat Butterfingers and drink milk. Drake, you safe, fam. I want to know right now if there's anybody out there that's trying to cause harm on Drizzy. Stop it. Drizzy Drake ain't built like that. That's why he got the BBL. He ain't built like that. Now, y'all going too damn far trying to hurt Drake. I don't like that. I don't believe in violence, y'all. That's something I don't believe in violence at all because I can't fight. When it's time to fight, I run. Look me in my eye. I run. I'm not fighting. I fight with my tongue. And I fight you in court. Do something to me and don't think I won't show up to court early in a three-piece suit, coat, vest, and pants, and don't think I won't tell it. Shit, try me. I'm like Nike. I just do it. I get it down and get to telling every damn thing, even on myself sometimes. I had to get my own self-immunity. Come here. Trash of the day coming up next, y'all. We rocking and rolling over here on the Bubba Dub Show on the volume. 5 days a week. Come here. Monday through Friday. I'm on your ass like back pockets. Come here. Trash of the day. And I know some of y'all ain't going to like this, but look, I don't give a damn. I talk the truth over him. Going to Keon Henderson. The pastor, you damn right. You didn't have no right. No business. Telling that woman the way you told her, be quiet. You didn't have no right business doing that. You could have whispered that in her damn ear. Come on, dude. No. It's a time and a place to handle business. And you going to embarrass that woman like that in front of everybody. Couldn't have been my mama. I'd have swole your damn face up, Keon. Come here. Pastor Keon, he married to Shaq. Oh, my. I don't give a damn who he married to. Come here. Let me talk to you, fam. Hey, I didn't mean that. And I ain't mean that either. Who told you to do that? God, nigga. You're disrespecting the Lord. This is God's house. You could have told her, shh, baby, get it together. You didn't do that. You based this woman that was going through whatever she was going through. Maybe she was putting on. Maybe she was. But you handled that better than what the way you handled it. Some of y'all are here defending him. Man, he didn't mean it that way. If he could dig it to your bald-headed ass, you would have been mad too. Don't let it happen again. Don't let it happen again. I like you now. I think you're a good pastor. I think you live by your word. We all make mistakes. But that wasn't the way to do it, fam. That damn show wasn't the way to do it. Hushing that woman like that in front of millions. Y'all in the comment section trying to defend this fool. Stop it. We expect better from you, Pastor Keon. We expect better from you. Hopefully you come out and issue an apology. A real man would. A stand-up man would. And I'm keep talking about he married to Shaq. I'm Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq O'Neal. I don't give a damn Jermaine O'Neal. Give a damn what O'Neal it is. Blood would have spilled. Would have been me. I could look right up there. Mama, you all right? Mama would have gave me that look. Shit, it took the jaws alive to get me off Keon on that stage. In church, you damn right. The Bible say come as you are. Here I am. Now, I might get my ass whooped, but I'm going to get in there. I'm going to get in there. Oh, and don't let me have you outnumbered. Oh, boy, I'm going to tell y'all one thing about Doug. I mean, I can't fight, but when it comes to jumping, I'm a pro. Do you hear me? Me and my team, oh, we'll jump some. Yo, like crisscross, jump. Hey, I'll jump you in a minute. Let me find out you by yourself. Your ass is grass. I ain't going to take it easy on you. Oh, man, it's just me and it's 10 of us. Thank you, God. That means God on my side. Come here. Have you looking like a raccoon around here? Come here. Like Big Boogie said, pop out like raccoon heads. Yeah, pop out like raccoon heads on your ass, boy. We ain't playing. If you love today's show, you know what to do. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. Ain't damn podcaster doing it like we doing it over here. We keep it 100. We ain't biased. Ain't no in-between over here. Either it's left or either it's right. Ain't no in-between. See y'all hot asses tomorrow. Who y'all got tonight, like I said? Mavs, OKC, Boston, or Cleveland? Get in the comment section right now and let your boy Dub know what it is. Coming to you 5 days a week. 5 days a week. I told y'all, this show being presented by who? Prize Picks. Go and download the app right now. I'm waiting. And when you're there, use my promo code TRASH with the two H's. They got Donovan Mitchell going over 24 points tonight, 24 and a half. All you got to do is put more or less. It's that simple. You ain't got to be smart to play Prize Picks. The only way you lose is if your ass don't play. Come here. You put 20 in, they're going to give you 20. You put 40, they're going to give you 40. You put a hundo, they're going to give you a hundo. Do you hear me? Hope y'all enjoyed today's show, because I enjoyed it too. I see y'all ass tomorrow. Let's go.
The Volume.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.